I'm Annie. I'm a compulsive overeater and a sugar addict.
Hi, Annie.
And I'm going to talk to you about Intergroup. I'm also the chair of Greater Seattle Intergroup. I got into Intergroup probably, I'm not sure exactly if it was 2012 or 2013, but my sponsor said, you got to come to this Intergroup meeting with me, because she lived just like down the block. And so we drove into Seattle from where I live in Redmond and went into the basement of this church, and there's a table, and we're sitting around the table, and I'm, you know, I got to tell you, I've had lots of time in the beverage program, but I was new to OA. I mean, really, I came in August of 2012, so I was really new to OA and wasn't sure how everything worked, if it was really the same. I mean, you all have different words for what they have in the beverage program, but anyway. So we're sitting there, and it's elections for positions, and they're looking for a secretary, and nobody's stepping up, and my sponsor digs her elbow into me and says, you can do that. And there I was. I said, okay, I'll be your secretary. Well, they have 2-year terms for the secretary treasurer and 2-year terms for the chair vice chair. So I got to work under 2 different chairs while I was secretary for that 2-year term. And they were totally different kinds of people. You know, one was a man, which was amazing because in Seattle you don't see a whole lot of men. And the other was a woman. And they had different amounts of recovery, and they just had totally different personalities. And so it was a real good introduction to, you know, how Intergroup works. And it was fun. I mean, I eventually had to step down because driving at night became too difficult, and driving in Seattle at night is really hard. It's really black. We don't have the snow that they have in Alaska that you can see, you know. So that was, I did my 2 terms as a secretary, and then I became the intergroup rep for my OA group, and then I said, I can't drive into Seattle in the dark anymore. It's too dangerous. I almost hit somebody. Of course, he was all dressed in black, too. But, you know, that was it. But while I was secretary, I put together a pamphlet because I realized that, oh, my gosh, we really don't know. You know, most intergroup revs don't know what we're doing. And so I brought some covers, the first page of it, and it's from 2016, so you know it's not really new. But what is intergroup? We, and you can tell, it says we publish local meeting schedules. Well, we don't publish local meeting schedules anymore. They're on our website. We tell everybody, go to your website. But it's really important that we keep our website up to date, you know. And so I'm constantly, we actually have 2 people who did that, and yes, one of them sitting right here, and went and contacted all our groups and said, hey, you know, it says you're meeting face-to-face, because we literally had people going face-to-face and then calling our hotline and saying, there's nobody at the church. No, they went Zoom. They're not meeting face-to-face anymore. So we do maintain the local website. We coordinate special events, retreats, marathons, and workshops. Well, with COVID, Greater Seattle Intergroup has not done that much anymore. We've had 2 events. Haven't had a real high quality turnout, but that's one of the jobs at Intergroup, is to make sure that we tell the Intergroup reps what's happening. So we had our burn party at the beach, and we had a 12-day within walk around Green Lake, you know. And that's what we do. We let people know. And that's the big important part, is that the groups come to the intergroup so that they can get the message. And it's we tell them what's happening at Region. We tell them what's happening at World Service. We tell them where the events are. You know, And then they take that back to their group. And then if we want to make any changes to how GSI functions, you know, like we just revised our bylaws and on some of our job descriptions because they were pre-COVID and pre-Zoom, and that's changed a lot, you know. That intergroup reps take back to their groups. We get the group's conscience on these changes that we want to make. The intergroup rep brings them back, and we get a group conscience at the intergroup, and that's how our bylaws and all that instructions gets changed. And hopefully, since more people are showing up here, I mean, I've gotten hugs from people that I haven't seen face to face in, oh my gosh, 3 years probably now. We'll have some more retreats. We used to do wonderful retreats. We used to do 3 retreats a year. I've really missed them. So we want to get back to doing that. What else do we do? I'm sure you all know the structure, but anyway, it's in here. Tells you how OA works. And it just, I mean, that's part of what, okay, as intergroup chair, and my term is up in December, I realized what I should have really been making an effort to do was to go to more meetings. As the chair, I should have tried to make it to everybody's meeting, which I didn't do. You know, I have my home group meeting, and I have my favorite meeting, my date night that I do on Saturday night, and I threw in a couple others during the week. But you know, there's still meetings out there that aren't sending reps, and that's one of the big weaknesses in Greater. We're huge. Greater Seattle Intergroup goes from the Canadian border down to Des Moines. That's a really long stretch, and we have over 46 meetings in Greater Seattle Intergroup, and we only have 7 face-to-face meetings in Greater Seattle Intergroup, and 2 of those are up in Bellingham. I've never been there. I mean, I've been to Bellingham, but not to their meetings, you know. I would hope that we will, this year, after this, we will get people inspired. And so that's my question to you all. What can we do at Intergroup to help you get involved? It's turning it over to Lori.